On the line.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. It's 9:37. Got snow, blowing snow. Reduced visibilities and 18 degrees. Don't forget, too, still have that winter storm warning in effect. Well, we talked with Pam Erlandson about Rotary. We're moving over to the Kiwanians now. The Kiwanis, very, very busy, have their pancake feed coming up this Saturday. On the phone with me this morning, Larry Leshevsky from the Kiwanis. Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad I'm talking to an ex-lawman because this weather is a crime. I've been waiting to say that to you, Larry.
There you go. All I can say is that thankfully I retired, so I don't have to go out in this stuff right now.
I was going to ask you, do you miss heading out in this stuff? But yeah, I bet you
no.
Don't.
No.
Hey, Larry, let's talk Kiwanis pancakes. I always know it's a great sign of spring when the Kiwanis start serving up pancakes. Your event's happening Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's Saturday. It's going to be 7:30 to 12:30, and we're down at the Wapton Community Center now. And like I said, lucky it's not today. Hopefully it's going to be a nice day the way it sounds. If you want to come down there, this is our only fundraiser for the year. So, excuse me, we support so many different things serving the kids in our communities that it's really great, you know, for you to come on down and support us in our efforts. But it's $8 to get in. Of course, you're going to get the pancakes and all the toppings and the sausage links, which they're fresh. I mean, I think they're just picking them up hopefully tomorrow, I believe. So beverages and everything for $8. And yeah, it's a great venue.
Absolutely. Now, Larry, is this one of your bigger fundraisers for Kiwanis throughout the year?
Yeah, this is actually, it's the only fundraiser that we have. And, you know, some of the things that we support, I can go through a list of them here. I got, we do the little girls and little guys basketball tournament. We support Special Olympics, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, Kinship, Wapton Parks and Rec, March of Dimes. We work with NDSCS on some scholarships. We started that bike rental down at Kiwanis bike rental at the zoo here a few years back, and still working with that. We also have representatives to Boys and Girls State that we sponsor, band and choir programs. I know we send representatives to the International Peace Gardens up there for that band and choir camp that they have. And, of course, we put on the OJ's Jensen track meet every year. This year it's actually going to be April 24th, so I'm hoping that the weather will be nice by then.
I'll work on that for you, Larry.
Yeah, and any of the other organizations that we have requests from, you know, we kind of base it on kids' programs, events, equipment, that kind of stuff. They can surely get a hold of us, and we try to support them as much as we can. One of our favorites is our Terrific Kids program, which we do this on a monthly basis with the local fifth graders. And do a ceremony. The teachers pick students of the month, and they get invited up to one of our meetings and receive certificates and recognition, and family comes up. It's just a great time. We really enjoy that time with them guys, too. So, yeah, a lot of good programs. I mean, for $8, you can support a lot of things in our community that are going on. So we really appreciate it. And not only that, we'll make sure you don't go away hungry.
That's for sure. Larry, I was not aware that your outreach goes out as far as it does. And all of these different things that the Kiwanis support. How many members locally are there in Kiwanis, roughly?
Boy, you'd have to ask me that, wouldn't you?
I
don't even know. I know that there's a core group that shows up, which, you know, I'm thinking we're probably in the 20s someplace. We've lost some of the older members, and some of them are hanging around, like me and some others. But, yeah, we really enjoy, you know, it's for the kids. And so I think that's, you know, we're always looking for members. So, I mean, if you're interested, it's a fun group. Especially if we can get Tilford to come sing for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes it interesting. So, But yeah, I mean, it's a fun group. They're easy to get along with, and I really enjoy being a part of it. So
did the,
yeah,
did,
if you want to, make sure you get a hold of one of us.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, just get a hold of any Kiwanis member if you're interested in joining up. Larry, one more time.
Come on down, and I was just going to say, come on down. We'll give you a free meal and meet everybody, and yeah, then we can go from there. So
Larry, one more time, cover the event coming up this Saturday, when and where.
Yep, it's going to be at the community center this Saturday, and of course it's from 7:30 a.m. until 12:30. Kids under 6 are free, $8 at the door, or if you have, you know, want tickets, you can sure contact us too, but you can get them at the door as well.
All right, sunny and low 30s is what I'm looking at for the forecast for Saturday. How'd I do there?
Hey, you'll be my hero.
Larry, you're going to have a great event. I think you're going to have a full house down there. Enjoy, and then call us, too, in the not-too-distant future. Give us an update. Let us know how everything went, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Larry Lefshovsky talking about the Kiwanis Pancake Feed coming up this Saturday, happening at the Wapton Community Center. It's 9:43 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.